I'll call to order the General Government Consumer and Small Business Protection Committee. Colleagues, today is Wednesday, May 25th. We are convened for the purposes of work session, public hearing, and possible work session, and more work sessions. And for those who are keeping track, what I anticipate doing today is hearing a little bit of testimony on 2613, just to get on the record that some of the concerns expressed earlier have been assuaged. And then I will be rolling over House Bill 2614. Then we will go to House Joint Memorial 10, House Bill, and then just in order for the rest of the agenda, House Bill 2040, House Bill 2788, House Bill 2807, House Bill 3105, and House Bill 3195A. And we have an amendment that we will be moving on House Bill 3105. So that being said, I will open a work session on House Bill 2613. Patrick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 2613, we heard Monday, is a measure that allows the deposit of public funds in an Oregon depository in excess of the statutory limit if the depository redeposits into insured accounts of other financial institutions. The measure has minimal impact of fiscal, no revenue impact. Was passed on the House vote of 59-0, and to remind the committee, we received a request from the Senate President that if the bill is moved, that it be moved to the Senate Finance and Revenue Committee, Mr. Chair.
All right. I really appreciate Lori Steele from Marion County coming to testify before and talking that about some concerns her colleagues have. Lori, would you indulge the chair and just come up and make some of the comments that you made prior to the meeting so that we can put them on the record?
Good afternoon, Senator Shields, member of the committee. I was able to get some additional information from the Oregon Bankers Association. Some previous information I had received was not correct. So the concerns that I had have been relieved, and I'm no longer concerned that this could necessarily harm public funds.
Okay. Thank you, Lori. And we really appreciate you keeping an eye on this. We've got to keep track of 3,000 bills, and we're banking on the public taking a look at these and providing us feedback. I would welcome you back to the committee if you find out later on that there are some things that need to be improved about the legislation. Nothing is permanent in this building, so we could sure use your participation.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any questions?
No, I'm ready to move the bill.
All right. Well, I was going to move it until you said that.
Mr. Chair,
would you like to move
less
the motion?
Less is more.
Less is more.
Send this to finance and whatever it is?
Finance and revenue.
Finance and revenue. Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2613 with a due pass to the floor with a prior reference or prior to finance. And
it does not have a prior.
Doesn't have it?
I want us to add one.
Adding a suggestion to the President that we send it to Finance and Revenue for some unknown reason.
Do I have to keep unknown reason in part of the motion? Senator Boquist has moved House Bill 2613 to the Finance and Revenue Committee. Is there discussion with the due pass recommendation?
I think it's a good bill. And I think once everybody understands that it actually protects citizens and protects public institutions, I have no idea why they're sending it to finance and revenue, but that's beside.
I'm not quite sure either. That's happening above my pay grade. Senator Monroe, we are on work session on House Bill 2613, and this is the bill that relates to deposits in the CDERS program and essentially expands the CDERS program. Is there any further discussion? Debbie, would you please call the roll?
What's the motion?
The motion is to send it to Finance and Revenue with the due pass recommendation.
Okay. The President wants it there. I don't know why.
Senator Bonamici?
Aye.
Senator Boquist?
Aye.
Senator Monroe?
Aye.
Vice Chair George?
Excused.
Chair Shields?
Chair votes aye. Motion passes. And that is on its way to Senator Burdick's committee. Again, we will be rolling over House Bill 2614, and I will open a public hearing on House HJM 10. Patrick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Joint Memorial 10 Urges Congress to enact legislation to assist the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation National Credit Union Shared Insurance Fund in establishing a voluntary system for full insurance for public funds accounts. The measure came through the House on a vote of 59-0. No fiscal or revenue impact, no amendments. This bill, this measure, sorry, you will recognize, it's a carbon copy of a measure that we, that this committee took action on in March, Senate Joint Memorial 10. That measure is currently in this committee's counterpart on the House side. But I believe the parties to the bill decided that the best choice forward was to go forward with this measure.
Once again, the Senate being the good partner to acquiesce to the House.
They don't like us. I loved this before. Now I got to vote no.
Vote your heart. Representative Barnhart, would you like to testify?
I told you. I'd like to bring the treasurer up too, if I may.
Please.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Phil Barnhart. I'm the state representative from House District 11. It's interesting that you bring these two bills up together, House Bill 2613 and House Joint Memorial 10. That bill, of course, was about collateralization, or about the issue of insurance, spreading out deposits among a whole bunch of different banks so that it all gets insured. This bill is about allowing, this measure, Memorial, is about asking Congress to allow for it to happen without doing the spreading out part, to allow it to be done in a single institution through the insurance process, allowing for a public funds to be insured by the FDIC and by the National Credit Union Shares Insurance Fund without reference to the ordinary limits. I think this is a very important piece of the thing we need to do. Senator Edwards and I met with local community bankers last year, and one of the things we were trying to figure out with them was, well, what do we need to do to get local businesses going again? The first suggestion that they made, and the most important one, was what's contained in this memorial, that we allow them to take public funds and do it in a way that allows them to be able to manage them without the extra collateralization that we've been requiring in order to make sure they were safe. And that's what this memorial does. I hope Congress pays attention to it and passes a law accordingly.
Any comments?
Shields, members of the committee, for the record, Mike Salvaggio from the Office of the State Treasurer. I'm here to answer questions as you see fit. As you mentioned, this is a carbon copy of SJM 10. Essentially, I would just echo what the good representative said just simply point out that the collateralized dollars that we currently have locked up, ensuring these public funds are safe, even though those dollars would be going away, it would be going they would be going out to Oregon's communities. They would all be subject to the Community Reinvestment Act. There'd be about a little over $2 billion currently locked up that would be available for increased lending and increased economic activity in the state. The protection that those dollars are currently afforded would then be taken over by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation in a much larger national pool. The FDIC, to put on the record, has never lost a dollar of insured accounts, and we don't expect that this would be any hurdle for them to set up a proper system.
All right, questions? All right, does anybody else want to testify on HJM 10? All right, I will close the public hearing on HJM 10 and open a work session on HJM 10. Senator George?
Mr. Chair, I move HJM 10 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator George has moved HJM 10 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there a discussion?
Yes, Mr. Chair, since I see that Senator Edwards made a deal on this and took ours and threw it away and we took in the House one, I think Senator Edwards ought to carry this.
I carried the last one, I do believe.
Mr. Chair, I may mention, Senator Edwards is a chief sponsor of this measure.
I know, that's why I note this right here. So that's why. So my vote is hinging on him carrying it. Me not have to carry it twice because mine got killed on the other side.
I think that's very fair. And since you were pro-floral, I will.
The flowery, bright, cheery day. Less is more, Mr. Chair.
Defining moment. Yes. Okay, so we are in work session. Senator George has moved this to the floor. Debbie, could you please call the roll?
Senator Bonamici?
Aye.
Senator Boquist?
Aye.
Senator Monroe?
Aye.
Vice Chair George?
Aye.
Chair Shields?
Chair votes aye. Motion carries, and Senator Edwards will be the carrier. I will close the work session on HJM 10 and open a work session on House Bill 2040A. Patrick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 2040A, we heard a month ago today, that's a measure that clarifies required information included in a written notice to employers regarding non-payment of wages to an employee. The Bureau of Labor and Industries is in the room. If the committee has any questions, a vote in the House is 58-0. There's a minimal fiscal impact, no revenue impact, no amendments, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair, just comment. I do note, for the record, since this is coming around and bitten several people recently, that it says AOI supports the bill and it says that Bowley supports the bill, and I do believe JL and Kate were almost up here hand in hand supporting this bill last time. I do want that on the record, just in case something happens at the 12th hour.
Yes, I do. I was aware that AOI amended employment law in this bill. Very aware. So I will, we've opened the work session. Senator George?
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2040A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator George has moved House Bill 2040A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any further discussion? Could you please call the roll?
Senator Bonamici?
Aye.
Senator Boquist?
Sure.
Senator Monroe?
Aye.
Vice Chair George?
Aye.
Chair Shields?
Chair votes aye. Let's see. Senator Boquist, would you carry this?
If I must.
Just remember, less is more.
Okay. I know that, Mr. Chair.
I'll close the work session on House Bill 2040A and open a work session on House Bill 2788A. Patrick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 2788, we heard on May 9th. This is a measure that eliminates the exemption of the state treasurer from applicability of requirements for participation in the Oregon Transparency website. Requires state agencies to post on Transparency website all required notices of public meetings, designates an operative date of January 1st, 2012, but declares an emergency and takes effect upon the passage to allow beginnings of compliance with the measure. The measure has a vote of 59-0 in the House, minimal fiscal, no revenue, no amendments, Mr. Chair.
All right. We are in work session. Senator George?
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2788A to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Senator George has moved House Bill 2788A to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Is there a discussion? Debbie, please call the roll.
Senator
Bonamici? Aye.
Senator Boquist?
Yes.
Senator Monroe?
Aye.
Vice Chair George?
Aye.
Chair Shields?
Chair votes aye. Motion carries.
Hey, Mr. Chair, I see this is representing Thatcher's bill, which is inside Senator George's district.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
It's actually a request along those lines. The chair is amenable to having Senator George carry.
I guess so, yes. Senator George will be the carrier. And I do want to put on the record how much I appreciate Representative Thatcher's work on transparency of state government. It's just been really impressive, and as well as Osberg, and I appreciate the Treasurer's Office stepping up to the plate on this bill. Very good stuff. So thank you for that. If I close the work session?
Yeah.
I will close the work session on House Bill 2788A, and I will open a work session on House Bill 2807. Patrick.
I thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 2807 authorizes annexation of territory of a dissolved district by a district that's formed under the same principal act. Laws for allocation of indebtedness between a district and territory annexed by the district. Subjects territory annexed to a permanent rate limit and local option taxes of the annexing district. The measure has an effective date of the 91st day following adjournment sine die. No fiscal, no revenue, and no amendments, and the House vote was 57-0, Mr. Chair. We heard this on April 27th.
Sounds like a bill even I can carry to passage. I
will. That's more, Mr.
Senator George.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2807 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator George has moved House Bill 2807 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Debbie, please call the roll.
Senator Bonamici?
Aye.
Senator Boquist?
Aye.
Senator Monroe?
Aye.
Vice Chair George?
Aye.
Chair votes aye, and much to Hasina's chagrin, I will carry this bill on the floor. I will close the work session on House Bill 2807, and I will open a work session on House Bill 3105.
Oh, if I may.
Senator Emmy Patrick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 3105, we heard on the 27th of April also. This is a measure that requires electronic submission of executive summaries of reports and notices of rulemaking that must be submitted to members of the Legislative Assembly. It prohibits members from opting out of the electronic submission and asking for a paper copy rulemaking notice. We do have in our packet the Dash 1 amendment. That amendment was discussed at our hearing on the 27th. It was brought forward by Senator Cruz. That amendment clarifies that a member of the Legislative Assembly may request a paper copy of a report or executive summary, and that the agency, upon such a request, shall provide that paper copy to the member. Upon discussion with the chief sponsor of the measure, Representative Cannon, the two agreed on that amendment as the preferred version of the bill to go forward. With the Dash 1 amendment, the measure has a minimal fiscal impact and no revenue impact, Mr. Chair.
Okay. First thing we'll do is move the Dash 1. Senator George?
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 3105, dated March 2nd.
Senator George has moved the Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 3105. Is there any discussion, objections? So moved. Senator George?
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3105 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator George has moved House Bill 3105 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion?
Other than I'm voting no because it's still a pig with lipstick.
All right. So your concern is that for people who don't have computer access,
exactly,
make it more difficult.
I vote no on all these. I think it's a great compromise. I appreciate them doing that. But when 48% of your district doesn't have access.
Your point's well taken. Okay.
There's a reason I'm in the Stone Age.
Any further discussion?
Just a clarification, Mr. Chair. There was a Dash 2, but it was agreed between the sponsor and the proponent of the Dash 1 to do the Dash 1 instead of the Dash 2?
I believe that's
okay, I just want to get that clear, because my notes say that the proponent, the sponsor of the bill, supported the Dash 2.
If I may.
Yes, Patrick.
Mr. Chair, Senator Bonamici, that is correct, that at the meeting, that was the information that was provided at the meeting. However, subsequent to that, the chief sponsor's staff has coordinated with Senator Cruz's office, and they have agreed on Senator Cruz's Dash 1 amendment.
Thank you. Thank you.
Any further discussion?
Who knows whether it's true?
All right. We have a motion before us, correct? So, Debbie, could you please call the roll?
Realism.
Yes.
And you know history treats people. Yes.
Senator Monroe?
Aye.
Vice Chair George?
Aye.
Chair Shields?
Chair votes aye. Are you sure that you said you were
no.
An aye?
No.
No.
I'm a no vote.
Okay.
You
did say yes.
Boquist is a no vote, for the record.
Yeah, I was
Atlantic
down.
And the motion carries. Let's see, Senator Monroe, would you carry that over?
I'm happy to carry this one.
All right. Senator Monroe will be the carrier on House Bill 3105. I'll close the work session on House Bill 3105 and open the work session on House Bill 3195A. Patrick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 3195A authorizes county clerks to record instruments presented as electronic images or by electronic means, including recordings made before the measure's effective date. It allows county clerks to enter into contracts to receive instruments as electronic images or by electronic means with a contractor that presents the instruments on behalf of others. The measure has an emergency clause, and so would take effect upon signature by the governor. There's no amendment, no fiscal, no revenue, and the House vote was 56-0.
Mr. Chair.
All right, Senator George.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3195A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator George has moved House Bill 3195A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Debbie, please call the roll.
Senator Von Meacham?
Aye.
Senator Boakley?
Yes, ma'am.
Senator Monroe?
Aye.
Vice Chair
Shields?
Aye.
Chair votes aye, and I will carry that one. Senator Shields will carry 3195A. I will close the work session on House Bill 3195A, and colleagues, we are adjourned.